I'm Faith Middleton. It's great to have you joining the party on this special edition of the Food Schmooze on WNPR in Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and New York, including the East End of Long Island. This is one of those stories of the knight rushing in on his charger to save his wife. In this case, baker at UConn, culinary operations manager Robert Landolfi. His wife was diagnosed with celiac disease in 2000, back in 2000, mind you, and Robert made it his personal mission to create gluten-free recipes that taste the way baked goods are supposed to taste, in flavor and texture. In other words, lip-smacking good. He's become so good at it that he opened the Sugar Shack Bakery in Connecticut, and Cooking Light magazine asked him to do this fantastic cookbook. After testing everything, they put their stamp of approval on it, and so do we. Gluten-free baking from Cooking Light by our guest Robert Landolfi. He tells you what ingredients you need, the flour combination to make it just like a recipe that has gluten in it, eggs, yeast, sugars, etc., to achieve that kind of from-scratch baked goods thing that makes us cheer. We now know how to convert any wheat-based recipe into gluten-free. There's even, in baking, that is, there's even a chart for removing cow's milk if you need to for some dietary reason. He has dairy-free substitutions. He uses whole grains whenever he can, and he keeps saturated fat in check. And yet, this tastes exactly like the real thing. No kidding. We went around with this platter of stuff I'm sitting next to, had the producers all taste it, and they said, you would never know. And that's the music to his ears. The bonus is more nutritional gluten-free baked goods. I'm talking about spiced carrot cake with a cream cheese frosting, chocolate babka, jalapeno cheddar corn muffins, frosted roll-out holiday cookies, decadent fudge brownies, just ate those, and they are killer, cinnamon pecan, apple oven cake, sweet potato pie, chocolate coffee mousse, and on it goes. Biscuits, breads, all kinds of quiches with crust, gluten-free, gluten-free. We will send this book to your door or to someone you love. Robert Landolfi, welcome to this special edition of the Food Schmooze.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you considering what you have done here. Tell me if you agree. The ultimate test for gluten-free baked items, if you ask me, is that you give them to people who can eat gluten. You don't say a word. You just sit back and see what the response is. You want to know, first, is it really great to this person? And second, do they know?
Exactly right. I mean, I think that's one of the things whenever I do conferences, I always tell people, why are you telling people it's gluten-free? Don't tell them. You put it in front of them, let them try it. And when they say, this is absolutely delicious, share with me this recipe, then you can say, well, here you go, but you're going to have to go out and buy yourself a blend of gluten-free flours.
I know. And you know what? I have tried all kinds of things because we have a big gluten-free following here on our Food Schmooze. I've tried a lot of them, and there's something funny that goes on with them. And I don't know how you came up with this combination of flours, but this is terrific.
And you know, I was guilty of that back in the year 2000. You know, when I first dove into this whole gluten-free arena, I thought it was going to be easy. I'm like, what's so hard about it? I've baked for years with all-purpose flour. And I found, oh, no, no. My baked goods were coming out like bricks
and aftertaste. Metallic, yes, aftertaste.
Yep.
Okay, let's start getting into this because this is so exciting to me. This makes me hungry. Flaxseed buttermilk pancakes. All right, this is a perfect disguise for breakfast with some nutritional heft because of the flaxseed meal. And yet what that does is, right, give it a nutty little quality so your pancakes are better than ever.
Exactly. And what I wanted to do there was, with the flaxseed actually help lower your cholesterol. So I thought, okay, here's a great opportunity for me to get these flaxseeds into these pancakes, add some nuttiness, and my kids wouldn't even know.
And so you've got a combination of brown rice, tapioca, and potato starch. These are brown rice flour, tapioca flour, and potato starch. A little bit of flaxseed meal. I mean, a quarter cup. And then the usual suspects: sugar, baking powder, baking soda, salt, low-fat buttermilk, a little touch of vanilla, a couple of eggs, a touch of maple syrup, of course. How can you not? And fresh blueberries. And these are light in texture.
Light and fluffy. You wouldn't even even know the difference. You think you're at your favorite pancake house.
This is great. All right. Cinnamon raisin French toast. I am a nut about French toast. One thing I hear from my gluten-free friends is that they miss French toast because, you know, the breads are a little bit funny. So this has Gala apples blended with Calvados brandy in the topping, and it gives it this deep, sweet flavor. So the topping has fresh apples, cornstarch, water, brown sugar, the Calvados apple brandy, if you're allowed to have that, vanilla extract, some cinnamon, some nutmeg, salt, and a touch of maple syrup. And the French toast, what's the secret here? You've got low-fat milk, a little touch of sugar, salt, cinnamon, eggs, butter, and then the slices of your cinnamon raisin bread.
I actually created the cinnamon raisin bread for this recipe, and I think that's the key right there, because it's packed with cinnamon, and I also have these wonderful plump raisins, and that makes a huge difference when making the French toast.
Here's a wild thing. This is Robert Landolfi. He's culinary foods manager at UConn, and he has done a book of gluten-free baking recipes, longtime baker, for his wife. That's how it started out many, many, many years ago, back in 2000. It took him a long time. These are so good that Cooking Light asked him to do this cookbook, and we're so appreciative that he's made this available to our listeners. We're going to tell you how to have this sent to your door throughout the hour. Sweet potato crepes with caramelized peaches and pecans. This is hard for gluten-free people, I understand, to do a crepe and have it be that velvety texture.
You know, it's interesting because I'm a huge fan of crepes. And
me too.
We actually have a place up in Storrs, Connecticut, outside of the university, and one of our biggest sellers is gluten-free crepes.
Wow. Okay.
And so this is what it's all about. And sweet potato, people don't realize, you know, sweet potato flour is very nutritious and it's a great alternative to all-purpose flour. So give it a try.
All right. And chopped pecans, you're doing frozen sliced peaches, or if you were smart enough, you slice them up from the summer. We've got a nutmeg and butter and cinnamon, a touch of brown sugar and a less fat cream cheese. He's thinking about saturated fat here. He's thinking about our waistlines, and yet is just devoted to making something delicious so that you cannot tell the difference. These are amazing. I love biscuits. And I think if you're a gluten-free eater, you must miss biscuits, the real light, airy thing, so much. Buttermilk drop biscuits. Tell me, what's the key here? What's your thing?
The key to buttermilk biscuits is, again, it's just like almost like a pie crust. Butter for flavor, and you need that shortening for that flakiness. And what you're going to find with these is these can go on the table with your favorite ribs, your macaroni and cheese, any of your favorite dishes, and you're going to love them. Light, fluffy, absolutely delicious.
This is a can't tell recipe right here, these buttermilk drop biscuits.
Can't tell at all.
And we're talking about 2 tablespoons of chilled unsalted butter. So this is low fat buttermilk, the combination of tapioca flour, white rice flour, and potato starch, all these things now, because this gluten-free eating is not a trend. There is just astonishing numbers of people who are either celiac and mostly gluten sensitive. And so this is a big thing now in restaurants everywhere. It is not a trend. People aren't trying to be hip about this. This is a real thing. So I've been waiting for books like this to come along, and here we are. Let's go to, you've got a whole section of scones of every kind. That's exciting. Because a scone can get really screwed up in terms of being gluten-free. This is something, I love this idea, a pizza scone. So we've got tapioca flour, you're using white rice flour,
you're using brown rice flour and cornstarch as the blend that you're using for these scones. And then what you're going to do is you're going to put in your favorite pizza topping. So I use turkey pepperoni to kind of keep the fat down a little bit. I used a part skim mozzarella, and I also put a little bit of a reduced fat cheddar in there and a touch of Parmesan. And the Parmesan is the saltiness that you're going to get out of these pizza scones.
Yeah, and a dried Italian seasoning, some garlic powder goes into these.
It's what's wonderful about these, if you serve it with a bowl of marinara to dip the scone into.
Oh,
amazing.
I have a platter of things that Robert made for us to taste. And, oh, so good. So one more thing, because we're coming up to a break where we get to tell people how to have this book sent to your door, to someone you care about. Jalapeno cheddar corn muffins. I am nuts, nuts, nuts about corn muffins. My gluten-free friends say that if you have corn bread, it can be pretty grainy and pretty clunky if it's gluten-free. So these are jalapeno cheddar corn muffins, and you manage to maintain some moisture and lightness in here.
And again, I think what it is sometimes people tend to use too much of the cornmeal, which tends to be a little bit on the heavier side. So what I did here is I actually lighten it up using a blend of white rice flour, brown rice flour, tapioca flour, and potato starch.
With the cornmeal,
with
of course.
With the cornmeal. And what it does is it just makes these really light, really airy. And what I also incorporated is nonfat buttermilk, and I have that sour cream in there. So it's going to add some moisture and richness to these corn muffins.
Ground chipotle chili pepper. There's a little bit of reduced fat sour cream in here. Again, just a small amount of unsalted butter. He talked about canola oil. You can use frozen corn in here to add a little bit of texture to it in addition to the cornmeal, and some minced up jalapeno pepper to your taste. Oh, baby, is that good. We have Brazilian cheese bread in here, and dedicated, I might say, by Chef Landolfi to Pope Francis, who on his journey to Brazil, apparently, took a side trip to the small fishing village. Let's see, it's Aparecida. And he spoke to the Bishop of Brazil, and they started talking about all kinds of things. And then they served this Brazilian cheese bread, and there you go. It's in this book.
And this is the cheese bread. If you go to Brazil, they put baskets of it on the table. It might be called cassava bread. And mm-hmm. I actually had it my first time when I was in Manhattan. My wife and I went to a Brazilian restaurant. They put them on the table and said to my wife, these are gluten-free, enjoy. And I fell in love with them. I immediately went home and I said, I have to figure out how to master these. So these right
Fantastic.
Here are a staple in my house. They're airy in the inside, but like crispy on the outside.
Robert,
they're delicious.
You sit right in that chair because I'm going to brag about you. You have done something with this book. I mean it. This will be on my shelf for all my gluten-free eaters. I would like to take a few moments now to tell you, we're going to come back to Robert and more of these great recipes that are gluten-free in baking, which is the hardest thing. We would be delighted to send this to your door as our thank you gift for supporting this show and everything you hear on WNPR. The toll-free number, bring your charge card to the phone, 1-800-584-2788, and I am with my buddy Jack Callahan.
Hello, Faith. I'm so pleased to be joining you today, and
me
I can't
too,
wait
Jack.
To hear more of this. But we are taking these few moments to ask you to go to the phone and call that number, 1-800-584-2788. Support public radio. Support WNPR, specifically so showing your support for the Faith Middleton Show. And for $6 a month, when you become a monthly donor here at WNPR, you get all those details when you make that call of what that means. We'll get your name on the list to receive this book. This is a fascinating book, and I actually have a copy here. More than 275 pages of recipes, including wonderful photographs. The photographs here are just amazing. And we're going
these are real, Jack.
And I read about that, how they were in the foreword, how they were taken, and just amazing. And we'd love to get your name on the list to receive this book. And our job is to get this out to you as quickly as we can. We'll also accept a one-time donation of $72. But what do you say? Come on board right now at 1-800-584-2788. Or you can go online at WNPR.org, click the red donate button, and you can enroll as a member and someone to get this book that way too, Faith.
Thank you, Jack. And I just want to say that Robert brought a big platter of his things, and we tasted them. And the producers said, you cannot, and these are not gluten-free eaters. These are just regular eaters, you know, who don't have to worry about gluten. They said, and they feel just as I do, you cannot tell the difference. We've had the arugula and the brownies and so much more. We're going to get to apple, walnut, banana bread. We're going to get to these astonishing brownies. I'm not kidding you. The rollout holiday cookies, the maple pecan bars, and on it goes. We search because there's no mystery about this. We want you to be a participating member of this station, and we have no commercials, and so this is what keeps us on the air. Everybody as a community, as you listen, saying, I'm going to chip in something, I'm going to make a gift to the station in the amount that makes sense for me, and that's how we've stayed on the air all these these years. So thank you for that. If you can join us at $6 a month, our thank you gift to you, this phenomenal gluten-free baking book, 1-800-584-2788. Robert did this for Cooking Light magazine. That's how good these are.
Oh, yes. And Faith, you hit it right on the head there. We cannot thank our donors enough. It is our job at times like this to ask for support, but it's always our privilege to say thank you, and we'd love to have you be the next person that we can thank. I also want to say here, too, already this far into the program, this is so clear that gluten-free baking is not a punishment. And I think that is still, that feeling is still out there that, well,
nice.
Have some cardboard, because I'm joining from the Hartford studios today, a little behind the scenes here, and I heard the conversation going on about as you were tasting and said, hands on hips, hey, this isn't fair. And already just a few minutes with Robert, we're going back in just a moment for more, that of myth busting here, if you will, about gluten-free baking. But right now, please call 1-800-584-2788 for $6 a month or a one-time gift of $72. We'd love to get your name on the list to receive this, and our job will be to get this out to you as quickly as possible. Oh. So what do you say? That number again, 1-800-584-2788.
Or WNPR.org. Click the red donate button. And Jack, you have really hit it on the head, because it can happen. All my gluten-free friends say this. You go into a bakery, or you make something, or you serve something in a restaurant, you buy it in the store, and you just kind of think, you know, this really isn't worth it, because you're having a dessert. You want it to be worth it. And this is lightened up for everybody. So this is for everybody at the table. And I'm telling you, no one here could tell. Pecan pumpkin cheesecake bars, we're going to get to those. We're going to talk about flourless peppermint brownies and the salted caramel brownies, the iced carrot cake, the coconut layer cake, the sour cream cocoa cupcakes, all coming your way, all gluten-free, and all thanks to Cooking Light magazine and Robert Landolfi, who is at UConn as Culinary Operations Manager, who spent more than 10 years working on this thing, and has he nailed it. All right, we're going to go back to our show, and thanks.
Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread had a fight. Beans knocked cornbread out of sight. Beans. Cornbread said, now that's all right. Beans. Meet me on the corner tomorrow night. I'll be ready.
I'm Faith Middleton with this special edition of the Food Schmooze Party, and we are so lucky to have Robert Landolfi here, manager of culinary operations at UConn. When his wife was diagnosed with celiac, it became Robert's mission to use his longtime culinary skills as a baker to create recipes for baked goods that would delight her and fool everybody else. These can be made without dairy if necessary in your house by looking at his substitution chart. Cooking Light magazine liked these so much, they hired him to create this cookbook for them, Gluten-Free Baking, and we will send this to you or someone you love, as you know. We'll keep telling you how as we go through. Robert, maple walnut banana bread. I mean, I can hardly resist reaching over for the platter of rugula and brownies that are amazing that you brought in just for this thing that we're doing. Maple walnut banana bread. I know this is a big favorite of your whole family.
It really is. And what's really nice about it, you'll notice I actually used maple syrup as an ingredient in the batter, and I was able to lower the sugar down a little bit. And it still has a great flavor. My kids love it when I take the banana bread and turn it into French toast.
And it's not that there's not sugar in the maple syrup, because of course there mm-hmm. is, but I get your point. You're saying there's no processed sugar. This is natural maple sugar in the recipe.
And a whole nother element of flavor coming from that sweetener.
Yes, great, great point. Okay, so ripe bananas in here mashed up with the maple syrup inside, a little bit of plain fat-free yogurt in here. Very, very, this is not bread that is rock hard.
No, and the key there is I always like to share this with people. What you're going to find in gluten-free baking, especially with breads, it's more of a batter than it is a dough. quick breads and yeast breads. Keep that in mind.
Quick breads and yeast breads, and that explains how great this Mediterranean olive quick bread is. You're using a combination of white rice flour, brown rice flour, and tapioca flour. A little touch of potato starch goes in flaxseed meal, which is great for us. Baking soda, baking powder, the lightening things, and then the Kalamata olives go in, the chopped fresh rosemary, non-fat buttermilk. He uses this a lot. Olive oil, isn't that great? As a fat in this bread, and a touch of honey and eggs. It's in a loaf pan. These are so easy to do.
It's in a loaf pan. It's a savory bread. I love to do this. I put it on the grill in the summer, and I grill it, and I serve it on the side of fresh tomatoes, mozzarella from the garden. It's absolutely amazing.
Oh, and there's a buttermilk cornbread in here that is a little bit different from the one with jalapenos and cheddar and all that. This is the straight buttermilk cornbread. You've got oatmeal raisin cookies, peanut butter banana and oat cookies, oatmeal chocolate and walnut cookies, double chocolate cookies, chewy almond cocoa cookies, these chocolate frosted cookies, lemon sugar cookies, lady fingers, Mexican wedding cookies. But let's settle on your rollout holiday cookies. Sugar cookies, one of the hardest things for gluten-free people. They have a weird taste and a weird texture.
Exactly.
And you figured this out.
What it was is, honestly, I have two boys out of the three who are gluten-free, dairy-free, and every Christmas they would say, we want to make cookies, we want to make cookies. And I was like, you know, I'm going to figure out how to do this. And the key here, honestly, was coming up with that perfect blend of flour so that you could roll out the dough and it still had enough texture. Without gluten, it can be a little tricky. But what you're going to find with this one is when you use your cookie cutters, they come out perfect every time.
By the way, these flours are available everywhere now. I mean, just everywhere.
Everywhere.
Okay, so this is a blend of rice flour, potato starch, and tapioca flour. And so we've got a little touch of sugar in here, some butter, vanilla. I mean, you have to have some butter in a sugar cookie. Low-fat milk, eggs, and a little white rice flour for dusting. And believe it or not, there's a frosting on these. So there's powdered sugar, a touch of low-fat milk, vanilla, and sugar sprinkles. And that gets sprinkled right across the top. Absolutely terrific. You don't have to be holiday cookie free if you are gluten free because you've never liked them before. Trust me, you will like these. One of my favorites, coconut macaroons with bittersweet chocolate, and this was smart, and pistachios.
Huge hit together. Huge. I mean, it's funny. The first time our neighbors, when I was testing all the recipes for this book, I used to go ring their doorbell and say, would you mind trying this for me and giving me a critique? And they said, oh, we'd love to. And they would write little cards for me. This is the one that received five forks every time. I mean, they love this. They came back and said, those were absolutely amazing.
Oh, wow. So cream of tartar and egg whites. That's where you're getting the lift in this recipe. Sugar, vanilla extract, a touch of salt. You always want a pinch of salt with some sweetness. That's that salty, sweet thing going on that makes something so flavorful. Sweetened coconut, chocolate chips, and chopped pistachios. This could not be easier.
And when you look at this picture, you can see how attractive these would look on your table.
And these are real photographs.
Real photographs.
You know, you can have these stylized pictures that have been coated with everything imaginable, with the tricks of the trade, and these, you're going to love these photographs. And these are real. This is what it really looks like. Chocolate walnut graham cracker bars. My gluten-free friends were once in a store. We were all in the store together, and somebody had made something like this, and they were looking so longingly because they couldn't have them, and here you have done it. This is kind of more like a candy bar than a cookie because there's a little bit of
stick here. I agree with you
100%.
These are perfect for maybe a birthday party at the school or something along those lines. It's really simple because it's made with fat-free condensed milk, and I'm actually using graham crackers. There's about three or four different companies out there on the market that produce a very good graham cracker these days.
A gluten-free graham cracker,
yes,
you mean.
That's okay. What I'm using.
Okay, a semi-sweet chocolate chips, chopped walnuts, vanilla extract, and condensed milk. That's always a secret in certain desserts. And so I thank you for giving away all these recipes, by the way. Good for you. Good for you. Maple pecan bars. If you're a bar person, I am. I love them. Is this recipe, is this from the Hurst family farm in Andover, Connecticut?
This is, yep, actually, I'm very good friends with Tom Hurst. And what I did was he and I took a day and I went out, we hooked the oxen up to his wagon and we went around and we emptied the buckets of sap from the trees. And I made syrup with him that day. Oh. And I brought it home and I said, I am going to create a recipe and dedicate it to the Hurst farm. And this is what I came up with.
Oh, boy. So brown sugar and butter and vanilla and salt and white rice flour, cornstarch, and sorghum flour. Again, all these available. That's how you make the crust. The crust is key, just as a loaf of bread is key when you're a gluten-free eater. And tell me, have you got some flake in this?
Oh, it's got flake. And what's nice about it is I'm using a whole, I'm using the sorghum flour, and that's what's working here. Sorghum flour has a nutty, great texture. So it makes a wonderful, not only maple pecan bar crust, but also pie crust as well.
And the filling is as if you were doing a maple pecan pie. So maple syrup, packed brown sugar, low-fat milk, some butter, only one tablespoon, whole pecans, and vanilla extract.
If you're a fan of pecan pie, you're going to love these maple
pecan pies. Okay, so here we go. We're talking with Robert Landolfi, and he's author of this book, which is Gluten-Free Baking. This is Delectable From Scratch Sweet and Savory Treats. We're talking about muffins, waffles, cookies, cakes, pie, quick breads, and more, those loaf breads. And he did this. Cooking Light magazine thought he was so good at this that they asked him to do this book for them, his recipes. Let's get to the brownies. I've been sitting here nibbling at these through our conversation. These are what you call decadent fudge brownies, and they passed the test all through our office. People said, you cannot tell. So brown rice flour, white rice flour, a little bit of potato starch and some cornstarch, butter, unsweetened chocolate, 4 ounces of that, some sugar, vanilla, and eggs. I'm telling you, you cannot tell.
These are amazing. They taste like fudge. They really do. I mean, when you bite into this,
and
it's got a wonderful texture.
Right.
But I love using the unsweetened chocolate and blending it with sugar. I think it gives it so much more of a nice natural chocolatey flavor.
You know what, though? I'm trying it again to give an impression of something. It, yes, has that fudge quality, and yet a lightness. Mm-hmm. No weird aftertaste of any kind. This is just a brownie that is terrific. And so you somehow have managed to get fudge and lightness all in the same thing, which is really hard to do and fantastic. There's a flourless peppermint brownie recipe. A salted caramel brownie. That's the one I want to focus on. Your caramel sauce is sugar, corn syrup, water, half and half, and sea salt. So the usual suspects for that. The brownie batter. Here we go back to your recipe again, which is great. And, you know, you could add nuts to these if you're allowed to have them, of course, right?
Exactly.
And you did a biscotti, which is mocha pistachio. Nice combination there. Now, let's go to cakes. Most of the cakes that gluten-free eaters have a slight, some less than others, but still it's hard to get away from this slight sort of metallic, some kind of weird aftertaste. Even in bakeries, this happens. I don't know what you did here, but this is a lemon cake. It's very bright with lemon flavor and has a very rich frosting on the top that has lemon zest and lemon juice in it. Go ahead.
In this recipe, you have to like lemons. If you're a big fan of lemons, you're absolutely, this is a refreshing cake is probably the best way to put it. You put it in your mouth and it's just full of zest, bursting with flavor. It's one of my favorites.
I'm going to call this the Amalfi dessert and you're honored. Okay, this is Robert's lemon cake. Lower fat cream cheese and some unsalted butter, powdered sugar, grated lemon zest, fresh lemon juice, and vanilla extract. You just whip that up and that becomes what you're going to coat this cake with. And again, that combination of flours you can get anywhere now, white rice, brown rice, and sorghum, again with the sorghum in it, a little bit of tapioca flour, the baking soda and powder. It's going to help give it lift and rise. Unsalted butter, some eggs, canola oil, and again, grated lemon rind or zest, we call it, lemon juice, and butter, low-fat buttermilk in this recipe. That's a nice combination, lemon and the buttermilk. Roberts, please stay in your chair because we're going to get to, on the other side of this break, we're going to tell you how to have this book sent to your door and talk about the spiced carrot cake with cream cheese frosting, the apple oven cake, the blueberry yogurt coffee cake, the sweet potato pie. Oh, boy. On and on it goes. The pumpkin flan, of all things. The chocolate babka. These are all coming your way. For $6 a month, this is our thank you gift to you for your gift to this station to keep us on the air, to let us on the show bring you as much richness of life as we possibly can. That's our job on your behalf, and we enjoy it more than I can say. Here's the toll-free number to jump right in, 1-800-584-2788. My happy fellow eater, Jack Callahan.
Oh, yes. That's what I am right now listening to this, Faith. That number again is 1-800-584-2788. And Faith and I cannot say it enough. It is listener support that makes things like this program happen. We have corporate sponsors, we have foundation, we have a small amount of money from the federal government, but clearly the largest single source of support are from listeners just like you. That's how Robert can have this conversation on the Faith Middleton Show today. Faith, I was following along here. One thing that Robert has in his book that I find fascinating is that it has hands-on time for each recipe.
Yes.
And those chocolate walnut graham cracker bars, and by the way, the photo of them stacked up is unbelievable. That's a hands-on time of 4 minutes. Which is an amazingly short period of time for what you have to do to get ready. The maple pecan bars, 9 minutes of hands-on time. Now, that's a little bit longer, of course, the total time for baking or refrigeration, but your actual time engaged, it's right here for you. We're so pleased to be able to offer this. We're excited about all of the books that make it onto the Faith Middleton Show that she discusses or has the authors on the air. In this case, though, this is one of those special days for us. Won't you call 1-800-584-2788? Keep these conversations coming. Keep this information flowing to you and everyone in your community.
We're going to be talking about, or at least you should know these are in here, peaches and cream mini cupcakes using peach preserves, red velvet whoopie pies, of all things, a cranberry walnut tart. We're going to make sure we try and get to that. A pear and apricot tart. This is what happens when, out of necessity, I call Robert Landolfi the knight in shining armor, because when his wife, as he tells the story in the book, was diagnosed with celiac disease, meaning no gluten at all, quite serious. You know, other people have gluten sensitivity. In this case, it was full blown. And so he, you know, 12 years ago said, I'm going to, he's a longtime baker, he's a manager of culinary operations at UConn, just said, I'm going to make desserts for you. I'm going to figure this out. And it took him years to do this. That's why Cooking Light Magazine has asked him to do this book. And so this is why we're proud to feature this on the show. And we have eaten these things off this platter, and we cannot tell. It is just an amazing set of recipes for our gluten-free pals. And for anybody at your dinner table, as Robert says, his goal was you don't say a word and nobody says, what are these gluten-free? It's just that everybody can have them. And with so many people who are gluten-free, this is a safe way to go for dessert. So here's the toll-free number, 1-800-584-2788, or go to WNPR.org, $6 a month, our thank you gift to you. We'll send it to you. You could do early holiday shopping, or just send it right on to someone you care about.
And Faith, a quick note here, we're planning an annual luncheon that we've been doing for WNPR listeners, and we've used the same caterer for many years. This year when we started talking, she said, we have to have a gluten-free entree. It is very important now that we do that. It caught my attention here. And then along comes the today in this conversation. And again, I'm going to repeat this, but I think it bears repeating. You're myth-busting here. There's still that perception that gluten-free is a punishment. It absolutely is not. And Robert's cookbook in your conversation today is just demonstrating that minute by minute. And we're going back to that in just a moment, but let me say that number one more time. 1-800-584-2788 is the number to call. Make that $72 contribution, and we'll get your name on the list to get one of these books as quickly as we can get it in your hands.
And thanks.
Apple fan, thought he makes your eyes light.
is perfect. Thank you so much, in fact, to Lori Mack and Jonathan McNichol, our producers on this special edition of the Food Schmooze. Robert Landolfi is here, culinary manager at UConn and author of this Cooking Light gluten-free baking book. Let's get to spiced carrot cake with cream cheese frosting. I think the spice in this is very, very smart and terrific.
You know, that's the thing I loved about this. The ginger, the nutmeg is perfect in this recipe. And also, what you'll notice, that applesauce adds the moisture to this cake.
Okay, so this takes him all the way back to 1996, I think, because this was something. Did you grow up with this?
Well, actually, my wife and I had carrot cake at our wedding.
So
at that
great.
Time, it wasn't gluten-free, so we had it years later when
I
recreated
Wow. How about this? I love polenta, and a polenta cake, I think, is just so terrific. So nice combination, lemon-almond polenta cake. This has, well, how would you describe the texture on this? I can't quite find the language. For it because it's interesting.
It's actually, if you have to like a little bit of that cornmeal kind of texture.
Yeah.
But with the almonds, it has a nutty, lemony flavor and it works very well.
And even if you're not a gluten-free eater, these polenta cakes always have that cornmeal, dense cornmeal kind of a feel. But you got a little bit of lightness into this. And this has almond meal flour in it. So that's a very high protein flour.
Exactly.
I like that a lot. There's a vanilla angel food cake. Recipe in here. Bananas Foster upside down cake. You got the idea for this in New Orleans?
Exactly. I love New Orleans. It was absolutely beautiful. We were down there and I saw so many different versions of Banana Foster upside down cake. And when I came back, I said, I am going to figure that one out. And I dove into the kitchen and there it is.
Okay. So you've got your rice flour combination here with brown sugar, ground cinnamon, a little bit of butter, chopped pecans, ripe bananas, sugar, eggs, low fat milk, fat-free Greek yogurt, a touch of dark rum if you can have it, vanilla. A hand-signed time for this is about a half an
hour.
And
you'll notice I used garbanzo bean flour in there a little bit to give it a nice nutty flavor.
Protein in there again. Apple oven cake. Hands-on time for this one is 17 minutes.
Great brunch item. I mean, you take this cast iron pan, make this apple oven cake, you put it right out on the table, and everyone dives right in.
Imagine you just make up your batter. It goes into the cast iron pan, and you just pop it into the oven, pull it out. A pot holder on the table, put it down, and you're all good to
go.
Blueberry yogurt coffee cake, sour cream cocoa cupcakes. In fact, let's focus on those. I love sour cream. I love cocoa. I can't see what could go wrong with this. So you've got, again, the sorghum flour, which is a key, mixed with a little brown rice flour and tapioca flour. Unsweetened cocoa, baking soda, baking powder, a touch of sugar, unsalted butter, large eggs, fat-free sour cream, vanilla. It's just terrific. These cupcakes have a nice rise to them.
And you can't just eat one. I guarantee it on these. These are absolutely amazing.
I think I mentioned the red velvet whoopie pies. How about sweet potato pie? Such a big hit at the holidays.
And I always tell people, I mean, if you like pumpkin pie, once you have sweet potato pie, you're never going back. I mean, I'm a huge fan of it.
And here's the crust. And this has butter in it, this crust, because you want to get the flakiness and the flavor from that. So white rice flour and tapioca flour with a touch of sugar, baking soda, some chilled butter, vegetable shortening, 1% low-fat milk, and you have a crust that stands right up and yet has some flake to it, tastes like real pie crust. And the filling of sweet potato, sugar, cinnamon, ginger, nutmeg, cloves, eggs, evaporated low-fat milk. You could do reduced calorie whipped topping if you like. If you want to do full-fat heavy cream, you certainly can. A little grated fresh nutmeg on the top.
And the secret to this recipe, roast those sweet potatoes in the oven till they're caramelized.
Aha. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, you want to bring out the natural sugars of those sweet potatoes, and then you use that flesh, perfect every time.
Oh, that's a great, great tip. We're going to remember that. Cranberry walnut tart, hands-on time, a half an hour. It has a great basic crust on this. The white rice flour and the tapioca flour. flour combined, they have a neutral taste. That allows, as Robert likes to point out, the flavor of the butter to come through, which is what you want in your pie crust, even though it's not jammed with 1,000 sticks of butter. It's just that the flours step back and the butter comes forward.
Exactly. What you're trying to do is, if you blend your flours properly and then use all your other ingredients, are going to complement your flours. That's the way you have to look at it.
In that filling, corn syrup, sugar, brown sugar, vanilla, salt, eggs, fresh cranberries, and chopped walnuts. Just a fabulous combination together. Everybody loves it. There's a recipe in here for pear and apricot tart, a strawberry orange tart, a double nut chocolate tart, toasted almond apricot tort, and then a whole sections on cobblers and crisps of every imaginable variety, some done right in a cast iron skillet. Some you can use the fresh fruit, others you can use frozen fruit. But let's go to graham cracker apple crisps. I guess this is the big hit in your family and with friends, whether they're gluten-free or not, as a breakfast dish.
It's perfect for breakfast. It's also healthy. You don't realize it, but you're using these fresh apples and, you know, just a little bit of that sugar and cinnamon and nutmeg. Touch of, you can do a reduced fat whipped topping or even a yogurt, and the kids love it.
And by the way, gluten-free, quick-cooking oats. So the hands-on time for this is 10 minutes, believe it or not. Okay, you've got a whole section on yeast breads and pizzas. And so in that section, I was just sitting here during breaks before the show, and I'm certainly after this show, eating your rugula, which is so incredible. We're going to get to that recipe in a second. You've got glazed golden raisin cinnamon rolls, and you've got a chocolate babka. This is hands-on time for a chocolate babka. It's 20 minutes. Bittersweet chocolate that's grated, a little bit of sugar, unsweetened cocoa to really oomph up that chocolate flavor, ground cinnamon. The streusel topping is powdered sugar, white rice flour, salt, and butter. The dough is yeast and sugar and low-fat milk and butter and canola oil and vanilla, egg, and an extra egg yolk. And then your special combination of flours available anywhere, baking powder, salt, and on we go. And it rises up, and you've got this chocolate-studded babka.
When my sister-in-law tried this, she said, "Is this bread or is this pastry?" She just couldn't tell the difference. She was just
compliment.
Loved it.
Nice going. And what I can't get over is the 20-minute time. I really think that's quite amazing. I'm racing like mad in here. Oh, by the way, in the bread section, they're orange and cinnamon-dusted donut holes. Kids who are gluten sensitive or have to be totally gluten free are going to love this. People who are crazy about brioche, there's a brioche in here for you. And brioche really needs a rise, right?
Yep, I let it rise overnight in the refrigerator and then right from the refrigerator right into the oven. And it's light, airy, and buttery.
Cinnamon raisin bread recipe in here. Cinnamon sticky bread, a whole grain honey bread, a quinoa bread, cranberry flax bread, a five seed bread, Russian black bread. I know a lot of people are going to be happy about that. A Bavarian sauerkraut bread. That's very cool. Pepperoni and cheese baguettes. A baguette. Have you got any air holes in your dough?
You can get some air in there. That, you know, and what you're going to find, it's going to be crunchy on the outside, just like any other French baguette.
Okay. A sausage and black olive pizza, the basic pizza sauce, pizza dough, tortillas, how to make those in here. These are all gluten-free baking, feta and spinach calzones. Can we get to this rugula? I know I'm asking you to do it right off the top of your head. It is so delicious. We've got a big pile here. We've been snacking on them. No one in the office can tell.
The thing about rugula is actually a Jewish pastry. And what you do is it's similar to almost like a crescent dough or what you use for a croissant in France. And what I did was I actually make a dough out of cream cheese is the secret here. It's a blend of three different flours. I used a little bit of sorghum. I used some white rice. I used some cornstarch. I mixed it with an egg, a little bit of milk, and that cream cheese. And what it does is it brings together this soft, soft dough. You roll it out into a 10-inch disc, and there you go. Pick your fillings. I mean, in this case, yeah. I used fig and pecans. If you want to use chocolate and orange zest or raspberry and walnuts, whatever you want, cut it into triangles, roll it up just like a croissant, place it on your baking pan, touch of milk, a little bit of cinnamon,
so
sugar, and you're good to go right in the
good.
Oven.
crazy, they're delicious. Crazy good. You see why Cooking Light magazine has asked Connecticut's Robert Lynn Dolphy. He's head of to this cookbook, Gluten-Free Baking. He's head of culinary operations at UConn. He's a longtime baker, as you can imagine. And back in 2000, so we're talking 14 years ago, his wife was diagnosed with celiac, and he has spent years perfecting these things with one goal in mind, that you can't tell that these are gluten-free. And I think the guy has done it, in our opinion. Puddings, mousses, and confections. You have a whole section here. There's classic vanilla pudding using low-fat milk, egg yolks, vanilla bean, sugar, cornstarch, butter, cooking spray. There's a butterscotch pudding, an old-fashioned no-bake rice pudding, a quinoa cinnamon bread pudding, which is so cool. Tiramisu. I've got to pause on that quickly.
Mm-hmm. Whole key there was the gluten-free lady fingers. And again, right through a piping bag, right onto your baking pan. You can either eat them just the way they are when they come out of the oven with a little powdered sugar, or in this case, I dipped them into a little bit of that Kahlua with the espresso, and I created the tiramisu.
That is so
amazing.
Smart. A coffee chocolate mousse. That's got brewed coffee and tofu in there for this particular kind of texture. Quickly, the pumpkin flan.
This is a great recipe. The thing about flan, what you have to realize, is it's similar to that of a custard. If you like custard, you're going to love the flan.
Thank you so much. Robert Lynn Dolphy, author of Gluten-Free Baking for Cooking Light magazine. This is as close to foolproof as I can imagine. And if you would like us to send this to your door, or you want to give it as a gift to someone you care about who's gluten sensitive or totally gluten free, $6 a month, and we're happy to send it to you. And with such gratitude, because you're keeping all the shows you listen to on the air here at WNPR. Toll free right now, 1-800-584-2788. And on our website, for quite some time, WNPR.org, click the red donate button.
We have a saying here at WNPR, we don't care whether you click or whether you call, but we just ask that you participate. What an amazing program today has been. We are asking you to keep this on the air at WNPR, the Faith Middleton Show, where you listen to each and every weekday afternoon. Right now, we're asking you to support that so it stays here, 1-800-584-2788. This is an amazing book, more than 275 pages. The photos alone are amazing, but you saw they had the quick tips in there as well. You've heard Robert talking all throughout this hour, expert advice, and it certainly is gluten-free. It is so myth-busting. And again, I keep repeating that, but I'm just so struck, Faith, by this throughout this whole hour. 1-800-584-2788 is your lifeline to WNPR to keep conversations, information, and ideas flowing to you.
If it were up to me, I'd call this gluten-free easy baking, because I am not a baker, to be honest with you. But because there's so many people who walk in and out of your door who are gluten-sensitive these days, I would just bake in general from this book. And I would, you know, besides the things that we have tried, I would try anything. This is so unintimidating. And the thing is, I mean, you can't eat a million desserts and lose weight. But I have this crazy theory that when there's not a lot of preservatives and junk in the food, it doesn't stick to us as much as it normally does. These are just pure, simple ingredients without a lot of craziness in them. He has concentrated, because he's a health guy, on whole grains, less saturated fat, and so fewer calories in these goods, but it's got to be heavenly good. And let me tell you, this is good, good stuff. We'll send it to your door for a gift of $6 a month for yourself or for somebody that you care about. 1-800-584-2788. Of course, that's toll-free. And bring your charge card to the phone. Make it easy.
Yeah, we're going on to another program in just a moment, but we are taking care of the business at hand, which is to ask for your support to keep this on the air. It's that simple. This book is truly amazing. And Faith, you mentioned it, it's so easy. But behind the easiness is Robert's expert ability here to put this together, because there are reasons why these recipes come together, as taste as good as they are and look as delicious as they are. He understands what's needed. And he shares some of those tips throughout, why you have to have the butter soft as opposed to hard and cold or melted, the things that are just right. Well, this is laced throughout the book. That's how it was made easy, tapping on his expertise. So what do you you say? 1-800-584-2788. Somewhere to call. $72 one-time gift or become a monthly donor at $6 a month. You will not be disappointed.
I know. And he also has a bakery, Sugar Shack, and is a certified culinary arts instructor at Central Connecticut State University. He knows how to teach people, and so I really appreciate that. And I understand why Cooking Light magazine has turned to him to do the gluten-free baking book. And so it is here, and I just can't, with the greatest pleasure, I can't wait to send this to you. $6, this is going to be my go-to baking book, $6 contribution per month. It turns out to be a one-time contribution of $72. You can go to the red button at WNPR.org and click donate, or toll-free, we're here waiting to hear from you, 1-800-584-2788. Thank you so much for being a participative listener here at WNPR.
Again, we can't thank Robert enough for taking time out of his busy schedule to join Faith today. And on behalf of the listeners, I thank him too. But on behalf of the WNPR team, it is my job as the membership person here to ask for your support. Again, you won't be disappointed. You know what Faith Middleton Show means to you each weekday afternoon. Take action on that now. 1-800-584-2788. And thanks.